morning. It's about 8:05, 8:06 on the 4th, February 2020. It's AJ. AJ rolling. So, I was having a discussion a minute ago about, I guess, the harmfulness of secondhand smoke. I don't really know how to go about it other than be like, yeah, it's terrible for you. It's terrible for your children. And as an adult, I can deal with it. I can mitigate it to where I'm not around it. I can walk away. As a child, they don't have that same understanding. That, okay, well, that smell, that smell is cigarette smoke, so I need to walk away from that smell. I need to not continue breathing that smoke in if I can stop it, if I can walk away, if I can do other things. Children don't have that same mental faculty about them about trying to get away from it. I seriously don't understand how people just allow that to happen, you know? Especially when it's their own fucking children. How do you allow your kids to just, have to live with that? You know what I mean? You're like ruining their fucking life. What the fuck is wrong with your brain? Is my thought. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You have these wonderful creatures that are our children in this world, you know, and they can be so much, they can do so much, and I mean, they can be the next great inventor, they can be, I don't know, they can be astronauts, they can be the scientists, they can be doctors, they can be shit painters, they can be whatever. But you're limiting them in their actual lifespan because you don't think that cigarette smoke is harmful when they're standing outside. Okay, well, cigarette smoke in general is fucking terrible. If you don't know, it's fucking terrible for everybody and everything. That's just what it boils down to. And even though you're outside, you're in the suburbs with basically a wind block that's called your fence, so it doesn't blow the smoke away to where it's not going to be as harmful. No, the smoke just kind of fucking sits there. And then, I don't know, you know, it's just one of those things that like extremely frustrates me when people are fucking stupid. And it has nothing to do with actually having intelligence, because some of them have intelligence. The problem is you're a fucking idiot if you subject your child to deal with the fucking cigarette smoke. It's that simple. And it's not okay because your parents did it to you, if that was the case. You know, it's like, what the fuck are these people thinking? I truly don't understand why people factor in their fucking ego because they think they might know something about something when they're not educated and they're ignorant as fuck about harmful effects of certain things. Especially arguing with somebody who's been in the fucking medical field for over 15 years. Like, what the fuck? Come on now. I do my research. I do my due diligence. I understand these things a little bit better than most. Not as good as some, but better than most. You know, and it's like, I would like to say it's a little bit above average with the understanding of the negative effects of carcinogens when it comes to being in smoke, secondhand smoke. They even call it third-hand smoke now, where it's on the smoker. The carcinogens are on the smoker. And the smoker goes to interact with children or babies or whatever. Well, those carcinogens are literally affecting those children. And for whatever fucking reason, the smoker and the family of the smoker don't seem to fucking think that it's affecting the children. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what in the fuck is the problem? Like, where is your disconnect on this? You know that it's bad for you. You know this. And they've said it multiple times. But how do you find it okay to just throw them out there with the fucking smokers? Don't get me wrong. There's no judgment in what you do here. I'm not going to judge you. My issue is the safety of these children, and you should totally fucking focus on that, no matter what. And I can't say anything more than that. Like, that's like the bottom line. I'm sorry that you might have to hold your child or have your child in the same room as you get ready or as you do something else. I mean, I can fucking do it. Why can't you do it? Or whatever the case is. If it's not me and somebody else, it's somebody else and their significant other, or somebody else and their cousin, or whatever. Their roommate. Whatever the fucking case is. Whatever the case is. The thing is what it boils down to it. People who understand that carcinogens are fucking terrible for you, and it is not okay to subject children to it because it's negligent when it comes to their health and well-being. Even though cigarette smoke is legal, or smoking cigarettes is legal, which, I mean, seriously, like, that's a whole nother thing I would probably like to talk about when it comes to cigarette smoke being legal and when it comes to marijuana being illegal. I mean, somebody's got their priorities all fucked up on that aspect of things. But when it comes to children, I mean, for real, worry about their well-being. Don't just think about what's fucking convenient. Do what's best for them. Okay, sometimes it's not the best thing for you. Yeah, you're gonna have to do other shit that's gonna be uncomfortable, or you're gonna have to stay awake longer, or what the fuck ever. Just do what needs to be done to provide a safe and healthy environment for your children. Please understand that. Pass that along. Let everybody know that's how everything should work when it comes to kids. It's just, I just don't understand where the disconnect is. And I truly don't understand. And I have no idea why it's difficult for some to wrap their head around it. So, if you hear this, if anybody's listening, please educate. Don't be judgmental. Don't, whatever. Just educate people, please. Children are, I don't even know how to put it into words, are the most magnificent thing in this world that you can harness. Their imagination, you can promote their imagination, I mean, there's so many things you can help with a child that is just, it'll put them so far ahead of everybody else. And it's not about being better than everybody else, it's about being better prepared so they can deal with the problems in life. And they can deal with them in an effective manner. And not be angry as shit because you're ignorant and you start just fighting and, like, trust me, I've been there, I've got family that's there. It's just, understand that if you're dumb and you don't put effort into becoming smarter, then you're going to be angry all the fucking time. If you don't like what you're doing, change what you're doing. If you don't like something, try to change it, or maybe just change yourself. But when it comes to children, it's all about promoting these like amazing minds of children, and there's no reason to subject any child to any negative pollution or anything that can be mitigated. You know what I mean? Anything that you can change or you can stop that would essentially make it where they don't have any extra problems, right? So if you live in the valley of California, you have the terrible smog from the Bay Area, right? Or if you live in LA, you got hella smog too. Whatever the case is. What I'm getting at is you already have the shit air that you have to breathe because this is where you live. This is what you have to deal with. Your body has to deal with that. Why would you think it's okay to subject the kids or subject your children to more carcinogens because you're fucking ignorant to the fact of what actually happens when the wind doesn't blow away the smoke? I mean, that's why you can smell cigarette smoke when you're outside. It doesn't just dissipate this shit. Because it's in the air, it doesn't dissipate anything. I mean, not immediately, but it's like, what the fuck, man? So that's my rant for the morning, Tuesday the 4th. Yeah. Pass along the information. I don't care if you listen to this, but seriously, pass on information about education when it comes to subjecting your kids to shit that they shouldn't be subjected to. Yeah. Have a good morning. Hope everybody has a good day.